You're here till 5, RJ.
You call Christina.
Do you have some kind of... I know you do.
You need some water?
I'm going to call the Appropriations Committee back to order. Well, here it is. And we have still before us 4 bills that have been tabled. We also need some totals. Jordan, could you help us with where we are on the funds?
Yes, ma'am, but could someone remind me if the committee substitute has been adopted yet for the ARPA administration budget?
Yes.
Shannon says it hasn't.
What? I thought we did it.
2311 has not been adopted.
So I think we would need to do that.
But we haven't done.
So where are they?
Right now, we've got 4 bills that would come out of ARPA funds. PRT, ARPA administration, and the 2 chapel bills. And altogether, they would appropriate $2.4 million and a little bit of change. We have $1.4 million available for appropriation. So we're short $960,982.
Okay, so where's the committee sub? What's coming in? Amendments or committee sub? I wrote amendments.
Take that back. Now. Sorry, hold on 1 second. I started the wrong amount. No, that's right. Yeah, that was right.
Congresswoman Rivard, do you have amendments coming, or are we needing to create amendments?
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Well, I feel like I failed you again. We did get the modified budget from Treasury. I do not have the motion to amend in front of me. Let me look in my email if you'd give me a second.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
Are you referring to the ARPA administration budget?
Is that what you're talking about, ma'am? I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, we have the ARPA admin.
That's a committee substitute.
Okay, 2311.
Chair, this is the clerk.
I have it.
We have 4 bills that have been tabled.
Yes. We know that, but we've got 2 that are waiting on changes.
I need us to take them one at a time so that I can get my minutes correct. So if you can identify which bill you're going to take from the table so that I know and can note that in the minutes, I would truly appreciate that.
Which one are you ready for, Congresswoman Rivard?
I say we go back to 2310.
Okay.
At the very beginning, if that's okay, Chair.
Do you have the information?
Well, no, I don't. This was part of the discussion, ma'am, on the PRT, the $420,000.
Yes.
We still, back to, you know, I've asked the treasurer what he recommends, how we adjust any of the ARPA projects to meet that request. If not, we could get it. We're gonna have to get it out of committee and vote on it because it's a special session. But I've been trying to get the treasurer to recommend from the executive branch side what his recommendations are, and that goes back to the way that we dealt with all the ARPA projects initially on July 24th, 2021, where we all discussed it together, executive and the legislative branch, to prioritize and look at these. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm trying to get to. And so I don't know what the recommendation would be from executive. And if we don't have one, that I prefer that to go that route.
Mr. McIntosh.
My suggestion would be to take, as we discussed earlier in the session, ONCA 22-05 first, that $150,000, it's been identified, is not needed. That's the first place I would start. Additionally, I think with the stage of these projects, the amount of time that's ahead of most of these projects, that currently as of today, I would look to take the additional need from the direct assistance, because I feel concrete in that area that there should be at least 1.5 available, if not more, by the time it's done with even the factors that we've discussed.
Is the committee following that?
I am. So is it, so we still need to make a decision of what, where we go from here, though, knowing that we're 916,000 over the 1.4 that we have available. And I mean, we can do a few different things. We can amend the proclamation and stay. We could appropriate what we have, come back in for another special session, amend out from the direct assistance and the generators, and then appropriate where we fell short right now. That's an option too. So it's, I mean, those are just suggestions. I don't know how anyone else is feeling.
I do want to clarify just real fast. And Mr. Frazier, I think that's the point you were asking about the bill. Currently, is the, it's 960. Is that taking out the 500,000?
Yes. Once the committee substitute is adopted for the ARPA administration supplement, it would reduce the requests by $500,000. So we would only be about $461,000 short. And another option to add to the list, Speaker Goodfox, would be, I did talk to Trey about this, we're not dealing with a revenue projection, so we could appropriate the full amounts now, and then at a later session, even though we would be over-appropriated, we could come back at a later session and de-obligate some of those other funds. That way we wouldn't have to amend the proclamation and go that route.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Well, I don't know that we would want to exceed our projected revenue or the appropriated amounts. Okay. I just want to make sure, because I get really wary about that. Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I was really talking. Thank you, Assistant Chief, for your comments. So I was just going to say, on 2205, if we repeal, we could repeal 150. And then that gives us the balance of 150. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just allows us to have that 150 in our unappropriated balance. And I think that would be cleaner. I don't know, Speaker, if we do that, this bill is not even on the proclamation. So we would have to amend the proclamation to include the bill to repeal it.
Mm-hmm. So we're, yes, so we're either going to stay in and do that, or we appropriate what we have and then come back into another special session, repeal, do everything you just said, and then reappropriate after we repeal that to fully fund everything that needs. So we have the money, right? It's just sitting over in another appropriation that's basically done.
I've got a potential option. Mr. Frazier, you can help me with this. So right now, if we're close, right now the chapels for both villages, it's close to the available amount, close within 40,000. You know, you could almost appropriate those two, and that gets you to that amount. You'd be 40,000 short, of course. And then in coming back, that would, I'm just looking at when we get down to the 460, I know there's a bill for 420. And it's, that means you can almost fund the chapels today, and that would almost max out the ARPA obligations, then come back, de-obligate, or whatever the correct term is, and unappropriate, but repeal and re-obligate from direct assistance and from the generators to take care of the PRT. But I think there's a timing issue on the tanks also in there with ARPA.
Yes, Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
I'm not comfortable with, I don't want to hinder the PRT build if it's a, you know, an outside entity saying this is something that is required, because they will not, they won't sign off. And I know they're just, you know, finishing, they put a bid out, but I don't really want to subject my bill to just sit there right now. I'd rather either stay in the 10 days and get this all worked out so that we know, because I think at the end of this session, special session, we would probably obligate all of our unappropriated balance at this time. And then the rest of the time, rest of the year, we're just looking for updates. Did you ever get the amount on the contingency for the Fairfax senior housing?
Yes, I received it. I have it somewhere in one of these.
Okay, we'll give you a minute.
Yeah. The thought that crossed my mind, if we look at the chapel request, in the detail that chapel requests, currently for the shortfall is $125,000 for each project that had $1 million. The additional request for the 624 was just for the restorations. So potentially come back and fund those from direct assistance for the additional needs. That's another option that where you have the bills that are on the proclamation, and that would be more changing the amounts, and then you could take care of PRT, the shortfalls on the chapel, and then you'd come back and reappropriate the 624 for each of the villages, you know, once we do those technicalities of reobligating like the generators and some of the direct assistance money. But if you, those are the options I would put on the table.
Well, for me, I think it's just, we've got more days. If we want to keep working on this, we'll just stay in. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank everybody for their input. I mean, I'm fine. It would be Monday that we'd make the motion, you know, give the 48 hours notice. We wouldn't be able to make the motion until Monday, because technically 48 hours, you couldn't do it on Friday either, technicality wise. But oh, is it 48 hours or is, oh yeah, I absolutely asked about that one time, because
We broke the rules and allowed one of our Congress members to do within with less than 48 hours, but I got called to the carpet for it. Okay, so so it'd be Monday that we would amend the proclamation and fast track everything. It would, if you had new bills to amend to repeal the HVAC, repeal. I lost my track here, but anyways, I'm ready because otherwise we're looking at. What is it? How many more days to be able to have a special session? Yeah, I mean, just get it over with. And we want it to be, I don't mean bad ways, but we want it to be clean and consistent. Don't look at me like that.
So Chair. The 16th is a holiday.
Oh, it is.
A speaker?
So I would actually prefer to just work it out in this special session, and I'll tell you why. Not everyone understands, you know, the processes and what we are talking about, because this is what we do, and I don't want our communities to see something like it started with this number and they reduced it down to this number. Now we're not going to. I don't want that, and I don't want to put any fear into our communities where they think it's for chapel expansion. Don't they want, yes, we want that. So I would prefer for us to stick it out in this session and fix what needs to be fixed.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I'm gonna send a notice to amend the proclamation. Just get it done right now so that we can continue to work forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. It sounds like we're all on the same page, but I just wanted to say, yes, I would agree with working it out this session and not coming back later.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Chair. We do have an amount in the tribal dollars that have not been appropriated, but I am not comfortable spending the tribal dollars at the tune of $420,000 at this time, because I know we have balances in the ARPA dollars. We have to. I mean, did we ever hear back from Mr. Fenton on, weren't we waiting on Mr. Fenton for, oh, that was the generators. Yeah. Okay, I apologize. And then, I don't know, if I may, Chief of Staff, is there any way that your folks and executive, your everybody involved with ARPA, sit down with the treasurer, you guys get a good feel as to anything that they could come up with? Just make them revisit their the bills that were appropriated to them and really look at them. And then you guys send us a memo with your recommendations. We already know that we can repeal 2205. I think we're all in agreement with that. But I was wondering, is that something that you guys could consider? Because I really want you guys to have the ability to look at this and then, you know, submit your recommendations. I really don't want to use the 420 out of the tribal dollars just because the balance right now is not where I'd like it to be in the first quarter. What did you find your papers with the contingency?
I did. In regards to Fairfax Senior Housing, that ARPA project, when it was constructed, there was no contingency on that project. That was done under the time period, I believe, that the nation was in a state of emergency, is my understanding. On MidCon, there is contingency on the MidCon project. The information I have, it looks like that there's potentially $50,000, which we'll put in that memo as a recommendation, left over from MidCon after contingency or for contingency dollars. But as of right now, those are the two main projects that I can report on as far as contingency at this point. And that, as the procurement officer states, that the budgeting and contingencies really is something you do for construction. You don't always know that amount during the architectural and engineering stage. So with a lot of our projects being in the architectural and engineering stages, as discussed yesterday and today's sessions, that's why that I would say that information is forthcoming.
Congresswoman Rebard. Thank you. So help me with this. Assistant Chief, you may be able to help with this. So if you don't set aside contingency or didn't for the Fairfax elderly housing and something goes awry and it needs some type of improvement after the folks have moved in and, you know, things happen. That's why you have those dollars, as I understand. I thought there was some issues at Fairfax elderly housing.
I'm not familiar with any. I don't know. And as far as the contingency goes, I mean, Tyler said that that was done under emergency, so there's not going to be any contingency. Right? Is that what you, not, right, Tyler?
That's, yes, that's what's been reported to me as far as when that was issued.
So if something happens, sorry, Chair, if something takes place right now at the Fairfax elderly housing, because there's no contingency, I know a warranty usually lasts a year. Explain to me what you would use contingency for.
Well, if there is no contingency, there you can't use it for anything. But I would just, that's a Tyler question. That's a budgeting question. If something happens over there, then Tyler, where would the budget be, or what budget would we use to address those issues?
Yeah, I mean, it would probably, then I would probably reach out to the housing director and say, hey, let's discuss this and identify that. But I think, you know, contingency essentially is to cover, when you're in construction, things that you did not come about, and to address those that weren't in the original contract at that time. A lot of times in most of the projects that I've been in, and I've been involved in ER projects, hospital builds, all of that, it's really about your retainage. And you hold on to your retainage until you sign off that everything is good. You do not hand out that retainage until, and I've held retainage before at locations until the people on our side signed off on a project. And that's usually, and we request and we do not process, and it's in our process and all these capital projects, which we have a pretty smooth process running for all of this. We keep an eye at all times on retainage, and I know when it gets to last pay app, and the individual I have working on this area, they're very aware of what we have to have in place before we issue that retainage payment. Because if it's not signed off by tribal development, now if they sign off, say everything's good, they did their review complete, they see no issues, then that's on us for verifying that we're complete. As of the end of that project, you move forward, issue out the retainage, and move forward. Now, if you identify something that needs to be fixed, they have to use the retainage dollars and fix it. Because typically on your contracts, the ones I've always been involved with, you have a max guaranteed price. It means we're not going to pay you above this price, regardless. And you got to make it work within that max guaranteed price. Now, I've not had the ability to get into those details yet here, but.
Chair,
go ahead.
What was the retainage then for the Wake and Iron Chapel?
I can pull up a workbook I have that has all that information in it.
That would be great. I'm thinking that I'm saying contingency, you're saying retainage. So where are we on the retainage, the balances, and all of our projects that have been completed?
On the Fairfax Senior Housing, shown that that's fully expended, that retainage was paid out based on those certifications that we got, saying that the job was complete and the tribal development did their review. And I forget the term of the, starts with an F of the form that's required that says they've reviewed, went through, signed the project, and everything's good. And I think that was 10%. I think on most of these, they're 10%. On most of what I've seen here, they're 10%. So that contingency on that $8 million, I don't think it was a different project. Yeah, so it 10%.
Did, about it, I'm sorry, Chair. So we did have contingency. It was just utilized.
Contingency, I think, are dollars that... Well, contingency and retainage are different.
Contingency is that the money is inside the budget and it's not appropriated to or obligated to a specific function. If something comes up, you use that.
You use that. Yeah, no, I think that's usually when, you know, through change orders, that's when I think of contingency, then what are your change orders? Right. Your change orders should back up those additional needs and dollars. So that's where I would go a review on any of these projects would be the change orders.
So what about the retainage balance for... The Fairfax elderly housing, was there a retainage?
Yeah, I believe it was. I have a workbook. We actually track internally. You know, when you said we have a lot of projects going on, anything that has a pay app, I've got a workbook, and we track every pay app activity. I can report ODPI payments on any project. I can tell you what's been paid to the contractor and tell you what point we're in on. So I just need to get to my files for a little bit.
Could we use – my point is, Chair – is that if we have some retainage balances in these projects that have been appropriated to the cap assets, we do have this on our the proclamation.
So that was going to be
within my bill.
My question is the retainage when it...
I don't think you can pull back retainage.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. Where is it?
It would go... It's basically saying once we get to the end of this project and... contractor, you tell me it's built and it's good and it's ready to go, we walk in and inspect it. Mm-hmm. And we're hanging on to this retainage. You're not going to get that until everything we identify is fixed. Understood. And you're not going to charge us anything additional for what we're asking you to fix during that period. But once they satisfy those requests, we have to release the full retainage to them.
Release the full retainage to who?
The construction company.
The construction company.
But we appropriated a blind amount to them. We appropriated a $5 million to a project, and they only spend $4.5 million.
Yeah.
So the $500,000.
I wouldn't. The if you look at a pay app, there's several layers in a pay app. And it's a lot easier if you... If they spend $4.5 million, the retainage, if it was 10%, you would only pay $450,000 on that. That's what the retainage would be. Now, if you I don't know how else to explain it, I guess.
Well, are we talking about a contracted amount, or are we talking about just what they spent? Because when we appropriate, it's before all that happens.
Retainage is always in the contract.
Okay.
Yeah, that's contractual.
Okay, so we're talking about above the contract. What was left above the contract?
Yeah.
Where does it go? It stays in cap assets, because we've seen it before.
Yeah, the retainage is essentially...
Not the retainage. You said that's in the budget.
Okay.
That's it. That's in the contract. I'm talking about... We hand over $5 million to build something. The contract comes in at $4.5 million, rarely, because it usually comes in at the max amount, right? But let's say it does at $4.5 million. We pay out the $4.5 million. We're beyond the warranty. Contingency's done. Everything. Where's the $500,000 above the contract that we appropriate?
No, I mean if you appropriate $5 million. And then the contract or the bid, the RFQ, RFP goes out and the contract comes in, the bid comes in at 4.5. Then yes, that rest of that 500,000, half a million, would be able for repeal and reobligation.
Okay. Okay.
That's the number I'd like to have you provide as well. My question is to you, do we have any balances in cap assets that we could utilize for the 420? For the PRT? That's just an option. So once you guys, if you get together, relook at your ARPA dollars, and you know, mm-hmm. hopefully you come back and say, we got this figured out. We got it. If not, I'm just saying that's another option. Are the completed projects sitting inside the tribal cap asset
fund? Yes.
Because we could address it because this is included in this current bill.
I agree. We're looking at that, and I've actually got a follow-up meeting that I had scheduled today to review those reports, but I'm pushing that meeting, but I'll get those reports and look at it. But those answers that we had asked previously about those previous bills, that we have taken those answers provided, and now we've trued that up. So, yes, I feel that there is money in that capital asset that can be reappropriated to other projects, reobligated to other projects.
Chair, and this was discussed in the last session, so there's a process that we do or a procedure, and I don't know where it's defined. I don't know if it's in the CBA or internal. I can't remember, but once a project is completed, then you provide that information, and I think to Treasury, and then we can reappropriate it towards another project, but it comes here to Congress to do that, and I can't remember what. It may be in the cap asset revolving fund where it was established. I'm not certain. But I'm just saying, as we're thinking about pots of money, I want you to as well.
Oh, trust me, I do.
And so I'm just thinking we might be able to do that process. I don't know that it would take long. It would take you to say, I want to reappropriate these dollars. You know, for this project, and it's a revolving fund. So,
yeah, I believe that's the one revolving fund. I mean, typically in nature, revolving funds, once you appropriate the money, it's in there to be spent on the purposes. But cap asset specifically says that those dollars can only be spent on those specific project balances, and the remaining balances remain in that fund for future appropriations. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that was discussing 2205, and so we know we're going to stay in. Okay. And so is there any other business we could conduct today?
I can do the committee, make an amendment or make a motion to just my committee sub on 2311.
Okay, and let's move to 2311.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the committee substitute regarding bill number ONCA 23-11. That is stamped at 2:26 p.m. on January 11th, 2023.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
When was that sent? Chair. Clerk. Just for cleanup, if you are not going to address the other bills and report them out of committee, I would like a motion to postpone them all.
I'll do that. Do it right now.
Okay.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to postpone ONCA 23-10 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes to postpone ONCA 2310. Now we're on to 2311.
Which we just did the committee substitute. So does it have to be committee substitute when I say that? Motion to postpone ONCA 20 committee substitute 23-1 to the call of the chair. 23-11 to the call of the chair, pardon me.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. 23-11 committee substitute is postponed. ONCA 23-12.
Motion to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 23-12 is postponed. Next is ONCA 23-13.
Motion to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion to postpone passes for ONCA 23-13.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Without objection, we are adjourned. My mouth is just not working today.
Come on, Tyler.
I don't know.
I have closed that campus down.